Attorneys for the state redistricting board and for those opposed to the board's latest plan faced off in oral arguments today before the Alaska Supreme Court. Board Attorney Michael White argued for the board's petition to the court to allow the use of its earliest plan for this year's election. The March plan had been amended in regard to two Fairbanks area House districts.
The board's position on the amended proclamation plan is that it's concerned that preclearance could not be timely obtained in order to allow that plan to go into place. And therefore, that's why the board has requested that, pursuant to the dictates of this court, when it came to be that they determined that they could not get the amended proclamation plan done in time, it followed this court's dictates and submitted the amended proclamation plan fixing the two districts in Fairbanks as the interim plan.
An interim plan means the plan selected for the 2012 election. Justice Dana Fabe asked White why the board in its May petition has not asked the court to approve its April 5th plan.
Is it so clear that the board's proposed interim plan is going to sail through the preclearance process any more than the amended proclamation plan? That's my question.
White said the need for an interim plan for this year's election is time sensitive because of a Monday deadline. The Division of Elections needs to know what new precincts to put into place. But any plan that is used must be approved by the Federal Department of Justice and pass a one-person, one-vote rule. The only plan that has DOJ clearance at this time is the board's initial plan.
And the reason why the board proposed it is because the native districts in the interim plan have in fact been pre-cleared already. There's absolutely no difference between the proclamation plan and the interim plan as far as the native districts are concerned.
But opposing counsel argued that a plan from 2002 should be used as the interim plan, Fairbanks attorney Michael Wallery and Justice Winfrey.
So if you simply use the benchmark plan, it is the cleanest in terms of VRA. That is the most certain to not be a retrogressive plan.
By that, I assume when you refer to benchmark plan, you're referring to the 2002 redistricting.
Again, meaning the 2002 plan, because we know that it doesn't make a change that is retrogressive.
The justices said that a number of plans could be considered if all passed state constitutional muster, and in 2 hours of debate, a number of alternative plans were mentioned. The High Court has other options, including moving the June 1st filing deadline for candidates in this year's election. A Supreme Court decision could come tomorrow. The board has also asked the High Court to review a lower court decision in regard to its April 5th redistricting plan, which was rejected by a lower court judge.